News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
No, the fact is, places like Kilkenny that rely on overseas tourism find themselves facing a real uphill struggle to get money spending in the town. Killarney and other places would be the same. But in other parts of the country, maybe there's a real success story behind the coronavirus epidemic. Fergal O'Connor is the owner of O'Connor's Ice Cream Shop on the promenade in Lahinch. Fergal, how busy is it in that seaside town?
Hi, Kieran. Good morning. Lahinch has been very busy for the month of July, absolutely. We do seem to have a large amount of Irish families staycationing who seem to have replaced the golfers, I think, and the stags and hens.
I was mentioning some of the places there that rely on overseas tourists, and obviously Lahinch gets them through the golf club and that. But you have a huge amount of staycationers this year. Can you keep them, do you think, in the years ahead?
That would be my hope, certainly, because I've been talking to a lot of them coming in, and a lot of families, it's their first time in Clare or first time in Lahinch. And, you know, you can certainly be hopeful that some fraction or some percentage will return again, you know.
What are you doing to try and keep them in the town?
Well, Lahinch, look at Lahinch, and the whole of West Clare has a lot to offer, the surfing and I'd say the golf, but I think most of it is the outdoors, the water sports, to be honest, and the scenery. You know, we've a lot all along the West Coast is busy, I believe. It's not just Lahinch either. You know, I hear stories of all the usual spots, Doolin and Spanish Point, and everywhere is quite busy.
Yeah, lots of places all dotted around, not just the West Coast. I know the South East as well, part of the coastline I know well. Really, really busy at the moment. So some silver linings to this COVID cloud. Fergal, thanks a million for your time. Fergal O'Connor, the owner of O'Connor's Ice Cream Shop on the Prom in Lahinch.
Yeah, well, from Clare to the Northwest, Mairead Anderson is the owner of the Seafood Shack on the Pier in Killybegs in County Donegal. Mairead, is Killybegs alive and well?
Good morning, Andrea. It is actually, I have to say, I'm pleasantly surprised. I guess we're all going through this very strange time at the minute. And what I was looking at yesterday, it looks like there's a constant cruise ship coming into Killybegs, which always brings a big buzz into the town and people walking around. But they're all staycationers. They're all coming from other places in Ireland. It's absolutely fabulous at the moment.
I've spotted a lot of people posting photographs of a place I travel to quite frequently when I'm up home, Slieve League. And you guys are on the thoroughway to head to Slieve League. A lot of people would stop off in Killybegs and eat. Have you noticed increased footfall?
I have actually, yeah. So I guess over the last few years with the whole Wild Atlantic Way, and I could see things starting to change, and this really is my background in the tourism industry. So what I was eager myself to get involved as quickly as I could, you know, before it all took off. And where we live, it's spectacular. I have to say we're very, very lucky, Andrea. We have the most amazing scenery. We have so much to offer here, but we're quite an industrialized little town. But there is a whole little regeneration of Killybeg starting to happen now. We have hotels here, we have accommodation, you know, so we're lucky. We're like the gateway, I guess, to Slieve League, which is probably one of the most beautiful places in the whole world, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know that you mentioned the cruise ships that would, you know, frequently sort of come into the likes of Killybegs, and obviously the fishing industry that's synonymous with the area. But that idea of getting the increased footfall and the local people that are travelling from around maybe, you know, the neighbouring counties to have their staycations, they're travelling to Donegal. What's the trick now in terms of trying to get those people to come back next year, you know, and maybe not to head to Spain over the next 2 years?
That's such a good question, because we do have to put up with our weather, of course, which has, it's like it could be snowing one day here, sunshine the next day. And when it's sunshine, people are so happy and everyone's lovely. And it is difficult. But I have to say, we have seafood here. We have fish coming off our boats that we can just, we have so much to offer people in terms of, I guess, heritage and in terms of culture. Natural beauty, like I said, we have, I guess, our friendly nature. We can always turn around, say hello to everybody, have a chat, you know. We're very easygoing up here, I guess. We're lucky that way. I find everybody, we're all again dealing with this whole new world at the moment, but everybody's being fabulous. People don't mind waiting. I think people seem to realise that we're maybe not used to these type of numbers, but we'll get there over the next few years. You'll see Killybegs, I think, starting to become, hopefully, a bit like Kinsale, you know, which is a lovely tourist destination.
Yeah, good
That's
stuff.
That's my goal anyway.
Absolutely. Mairead Anderson of the Seafood Shack on the Pier in Killybegs. My thanks to you for joining us here on Newstalk Breakfast this morning.
If you're living in Killybegs or Lahinch or anywhere around some of the coastlines we mentioned, from Ballymoney to Ross Laird, across to Duncannon, Tremore, Dunmore East, Dungarvan, Ardmore, keep going all the
I
way around.
I better mention Bundoran here now.
You better mention your contractual mention of Bundoran following mine of Kilkenny.